Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
Hey, Wonkybot fans, this is Stuart St. John, and you're about to listen to another episode of our supervillain comedy series, The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. You can listen to this show and the rest of the Wonkybot lineup ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Just go to wonkybot.com and look for the Wonkybot Plus button in the top right corner. Click, and you'll be on your way to an ad-free listening experience, plus get access to special bonus content. In the meantime, enjoy the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, and thanks for listening. Last time on the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Yes! Congratulations, EB3!
I did it! I am the new president.
I had the fireworks ready in case you won, my darling Chrome Dome.
Beat your heart out, Dr. Epicopolis.
And now, you must choose your first act of evil. To impress all the villains in the cartel and send them a message that you are the most powerful president we've ever had.
Good idea.
I have 2 suggestions for you. And I know with your extraordinary genius, you're capable of achieving either one.
I'm getting excited. What are they?
One idea is to black out the moon. Make it invisible to all on Earth.
Ooh, that will cause all kinds of trouble for the planet.
Yes, and everyone will know your name instantly. The second idea is to shrink every living person on Earth to the size of teeny weeny ants.
But we will remain giant-sized and rule the planet.
But of course...
I like both ideas. Let me calculate which one is the best move. And then I will take action.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show!
And 1102, too!
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows! Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah, heard it all before.
And carefully place the electronic modulator into the center, like so. Hello?
Hello. May I speak with a Mr. I'm a Lutzer?
Mr. I'm a Lutzer? You must have the wrong number.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. There's no one by the name of I'm a Lutzer here. Wait just a moment. I'm a loser?
You sure are.
EB3, is that you? Why, that treacherous tin can?
I'm so funny.
EB3, darling, enough with the prank calls. The reporters are gathered in the Snake Manor foyer for your first press conference.
All right, I'm coming.
First, we need to scrub the rust off your chrome, my darling. Dr. Epic might not have cared how you looked, but Snakebite Sue is all about presentation.
What is that?
A little cleaning solution. Removes rust, oxidation, pitting, and spots on chrome components. My driver uses it on the wheels of my Rolls Royce. Stay still, my darling.
It stinks.
Oh, that's just the vinegar mixed with a little dash of acid.
That burns.
Beauty is pain, my darling. It's what I tell myself every morning when I shove my feet into my Manola Blahniks.
Is that why your toes are deformed?
Oh, you've seen my feet?
Mangled toes are hot.
Aren't you a charmer? There, you look all shiny and brand new. Now fire up those electronic eyes and stop staring at my toes.
I can't help it.
Come, my darling Chrome Dome. The conference awaits.
I'm ready for my close-up.
That malicious machine will rue the day he ever turned on me.
Something wrong, Doc?
EB3 just disguised his voice and prank called me.
Hurly durly.
He's going to pay dearly for what he's done.
I still can't believe he's the president of the supervillain cartel now.
Well, I wouldn't count on it lasting very long.
You got a plan in motion?
Of course I do. I've created an electronic device that will short EB3's circuits for good.
But you always said EB3 was indestructible. That nothing could short-circuit his wires.
That was true. Until my genius brain designed this.
A button?
It's not a button.
Kinda looks like
it. It's not a button. It's called the Epic Signal Blocker. This tiny but wondrous device will jam EB3's electronic signal and blow his circuitry to kingdom come.
I've been waiting a long time to see that walking toaster get his just desserts.
You mean just desserts.
Oh, dessert. We got ice cream?
You simpleton, the phrase is just desserts.
Chocolate cake?
Never mind. Now then, I'll be able to power up the Epic Signal Blocker as soon as Svetlana returns from picking up a Generation 35 thermonuclear XW Alpha Omega atomic-powered power crystal that I ordered from Apple.
She's at the Apple store?
Yes, in the year 2125.
2125?
That's right, 1102. My genius is so profound that I created a device that needs a power charger from the future. So, I've sent Svetlana through the Epic Time Vortex portal to pick it up. She should be arriving there just about now.
Welcome to Apple. How may I help you?
I'm here to pick up thermonuclear XW Alpha Omega atomic powered crystal.
And which generation are we interested in purchasing today?
35.
Ah, a human who knows what she wants.
That is right. Sly Apple worker robot cannot lure Svetlana into more expensive model with frivolous upgrade. I am strong stock.
And we are Apple. So, generation 35 it is. And which series? We have 1 through 100.
Let me check Dr. Piper work. Oh my god. He no say. Series 75.
Turbo or Ultra?
Ultra is better, no?
Yes. Ultra E, G, M, X.
X sound powerful.
Totally. Do you want blood oxygen monitoring?
No. I am healthy like wild stallion.
What about a nose picking sensor? Alerts you when you unconsciously start to pick?
Always good thing to have.
Day's fronting camera?
I love a selfie.
And color? It comes in pink, orange, ruby, emerald, periwinkle, or the more expensive limited celebration, lava.
Periwink.
Sorry, we currently only have it in lava.
You people are criminal.
It's what we do. One thermonuclear XW Alpha Omega atomic powered power crystal generation 35 series 75 in limited lava, coming up. That'll be 1,000,000 credits.
Put it on card. Doctor will own me. Big time. And tell me, worker man, why everyone working here look like angry short-haired woman?
We're all robots built in the image of our Lord and Master, Tim Cook.
Makes sense.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
I am back!
Ha! Svetlana, my darling! Did you get the power battery crystal?
Eventually. Here you go, Doctor.
Wonderful. How can I ever thank you?
Say, I do.
Well, you must be exhausted, my darling. Why don't you sit down here, over here in the lab, while I fire up the button, device?
I love when Dr. Man is so attentive.
Yes, well, let me turn the television on for you, my darling. Here's the remote. You watch anything you want.
This is Bob Jasper with UVN, the Underground Villain News, at a special presser announcing the new president of the supervillain cartel, EB3.
Hurly dooly. EB3's on the boob tube.
Get that tin-canned turncoat off my TV this instant.
Move, Doctor. Time to watch.
EB3 is sitting at the table there next to his spokesperson, State Fight Sue.
Despise that woman.
You and me both.
Something else we have in common.
For those of you in the underworld who don't know, ED3 was created by the former president of the cartel, Dr. Ezekiel Epicopoulos, also known as Dr. Epic.
Hey, Doc, your pic's on TV.
Such handsome man.
Oh, for the love of all that is terrible! Though I will say that is a rather good shot of me.
Sorry, that picture of Dr. Epic is from 20 years ago. Here's a more recent one.
Still a handsome man.
Until recently, EB3 worked for Epicopoulos, where he says he was horribly mistreated.
Fake news!
That metal monster mistreated us is the real story.
Aw, don't let it get under your skin, Doc.
He also had to endure endless insults from 1102, Dr. Epic Slog, who is, and I quote, as stupid as he is ugly, end quote.
Why that little...
Temper, 1102. Karma.
Snakebite Zoo is about to speak. Let's take a listen.
Dear members of the Supervillain Press, I want to thank all of you for coming. Today is the dawn of a new day of evil. The day our newly elected president takes control of the cartel and ushers in a bold new era for supervillains around the world. I give you EB3. Condor, why don't you say something, my darling?
Thank you. I'm honored to be the new president of the supervillain cartel. I will pick Major Butt. Now ask me any questions.
Bob Jasper with UVN. Any idea on what your first evil deed's going to be, EB3?
I will either block out the moon or shrink the world's population to the size of ants.
Ooh, any idea which one you're going to go with?
I will be calculating votes and make my decision tonight.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have for now, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to move on. I'm throwing a private party tonight here at Snakebite Manor to celebrate EB3's victory.
I'm throwing a private party at Snake Manor for EB3. That slithering snake sickens me. But that swanky soiree is the perfect opportunity to strike. I'm going to bring EB3 down if it's the last thing I do.
Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows, starring Stuart St. John as Dr. Epicopolis, Michael Plahuta as 1102, Todd Fisher as EB3, and Jessica Majors Rankin as Miliana. This has been a Wonky Bot Studios production. From Wonky Bot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington.
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Dreykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
You should stop now. You will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Adamus! Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.